League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome along. It's Alan Brazil up front.
It's the Porkmeister. Yes!
He is losing the plot.
No, I'm not losing the plot.
Alan Brazil up front.
Exclusively on Audio Boom.
Can City do it? Look, City, if they turn up.
City are going to get
If they turn up, you numpty.
Hang on.
What are you talking about? Welcome. It's Alan Brazil up front. And we're scrubbing along today. We've got Mike Paddy alongside us. Morning, Mr. Paddy. How are we?
Oh, that's very nice. Thank you very much indeed for the big intro, you know, the big welcome. Okay.
By the way, for once, you went to a Premier game last week, didn't you? Was it last week?
What do you mean for what? Yeah, I went
to. You never go now. You're a plastic Everton fan.
I'm not a plastic Everton fan. The thing is, if I'm at my coastal retreat at the weekend, it's 300 miles from Gosport to Goodison. It's a long, long way. But I haven't missed a game in the South, and I won't be missing a game in the South. And in fact, the next one I'll be doing is Bournemouth, okay? Bournemouth Everton. Well, I should have jumped off the pier.
Yes. Mm. By the way, just looking back at the Premier, you have to say, we'll come to Chelsea in a moment.
Yeah.
In my mind, City definitely messed up. Mm. They dropped 2 points against Villa. I know Villa had a new manager.
I was going to say, that was a blip game, wasn't it?
Yeah, but that was 2 points dropped. Mm. And Arsenal, in the end, for me, were fortunate to get a point.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. That was a situation in which if either of the two main contenders now for the Premier League had just taken up slight advantage, one or two opportunities they could have converted into goals, they'd have that 2-point gap above their opponents now, wouldn't they? But that's the way football works. That's the way it worked for you, Al, when you played for Ipswich in the season when you beat Villa three times, but just were pipped to the Championship.
Yeah, they played with 14 players that season.
Yep.
It's amazing when you think back now how many players they play with. Chelsea had it was a tough game at Stoke. Stoke are finding their feet again. Mm. It was always going to be tough. At least, look, they come away with nothing. Mm. But I thought they were very unlucky. I thought they really gave 100%. I think the problem they have is that Costa up front. Mm. He's not doing it. He's too busy wanting fights and glaring at people and pulling people's shirts. He's not making the proper runs now.
I don't know why his commitment level has changed. If it has changed, it probably hasn't changed. But you're right. He seems more intent now on unsettling the people who are marking him than actually getting hold of that ball. The interesting thing after that game, Al, was Jose Mourinho's attitude. It's changed dramatically because although they lost, he didn't come out with a stream of excuses. He wasn't rude to the interviewers after the game that he has been this season. He didn't start slagging off the referee. He actually said, even though we lost, I was very pleased with my team. I think something has changed.
There is signs. And I tell another thing notice in the paper today.
Yeah.
Paris Saint-Germain now in the hunt for Hazard as a Real Madrid. And we spoke to our Spanish correspondent this morning.
Yes.
Señor Breen Turner.
Oh, yeah. Was he...
He didn't know what day it was. He didn't know what day it was.
I was about to say, was he free of Elvino?
Oh. Mm. So he is well thought of Hazard.
Yes.
At Real Madrid. So, and they're talking about £80 million. Mm. But the point I'm coming to is Jose says, no, I want to stay. And I want backing till January when I can root out the bad eggs.
That's
and
right.
then suddenly Hazard's name came up today.
Yes.
And I thought, I just wonder if he could be one of the bad apples.
Well, I think he could be, because one of the apples that is not bad is John Terry, but John Terry's being made to look bad by other people who aren't trying. On Eden Hazard and PSG, Al, and you will appreciate this more than me, PSG are at the stage of their development as a club that although they've got very big money, they're much more likely to sign Ronaldo in the twilight of his career than to sign Eden Hazard, who has not even reached the peak of his career yet. Mm. Players like Hazard at the stage of their development won't go to PSG now.
Bought both?
Well, I don't think Hazard should go. I don't think Hazard should go because PSG, whatever you say, are not going to win the European Champions League under any circumstances. The French domestic league is so weak, he won't be competitive week in, week out, and he'll only go there if he wants to go there for the money, but he'll kiss goodbye to a fruitful career.
Yeah, interesting. Going back to the North London derby, Tottenham played well.
Tottenham played very well. And, you know, in a minute we're going to be talking about the England games coming up, friendlies and all that. But Harry Kane surely now, Al, has put his doubters to the sword, hasn't he?
It had a slow start to the season, but it was always going to be tough. Second big season.
Sure. Dele Alli, I really like.
Dele Alli, yeah. He's a good player.
Yeah.
I speak to our dealers. I speak to Paul Miller. They go to every home game.
Yes.
And they reckon he's got a fantastic future. Mm. Strong, tough, good on the ball, midfield, tries to get forward as well.
Yeah.
Can sit in the holding role and get forward. But no, they rave about him.
Yeah.
So Roy Hodgson will definitely be rubbing the old hands together, thinking, I've got a good one here coming through.
I saw Paul actually the last time I went to Spurs. It was Spurs Everton, obviously. I was in my mate's executive box, you know.
Funny enough, I was with someone at a dinner.
Yes.
And this was a great fundraiser just last week.
Right.
Kylie Minogue and Michael McIntyre.
Michael McIntyre.
And the guy I sat next to is quite remarkable.
Yes.
His best friend owns the box that you tried to climb out of when you were hammered
and started
taunting the Tottenham fans, who in reply said, you're getting sacked in the morning.
Yeah, they did, actually.
Well, it's a small world, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, but I didn't get sacked. Actually, the guy who owns the box, I think he's an Irish businessman based in North London who produces, like, office layouts and that sort of stuff. But anyway, they're always pleased to see me.
I did meant to.
Yeah.
And I remind you of it.
Yeah, but you did big me up in their company, I suppose.
I know.
No, that's very nice. Isn't
why did you give the taxi driver double the fare today?
What?
Coming here, gave the taxi. Why did you give? Tell the truth.
A mild tip.
Why did you give him double the money?
Well, by a massive coincidence, our taxi driver today used to be a newspaper seller outside Victoria Station, and in those days, I was the new supremo at the Daily Express, and you could get first editions at 11 o'clock at night. Okay, the taxi driver looked at me in the mirror and he said, "You don't remember me, Mike, do you?" He turned out to be the newspaper seller outside Victoria Station, and I remember one night, I was so late at getting the last train, I bundled through, pushed everybody out of the way, grabbed a load of papers and said, "Pay you tomorrow," and ran off.
Yeah.
And the next night when I went, he upbraided me and said, "You really upset some of my customers last night. You were out of order. I apologise profusely." But 20 years on, he's still giving it to me.
Yeah, well, deserve it. And going back to where the last time you were given that large about the Express,
large.
If you remember, right, it was outside the White House and that little round robin bar. Do you remember that?
When I got in there first
and talking about it, he said, "I used to work for the Express." It's funny, my colleague Mike Parry, he told me he was the boss. Oh, he was not that buffoon. That's the way he was talking.
Come on, what did they know about it? 10 years earlier, I'd been the US editor of the Daily Express. Anyway, we don't need to talk about this. Let's talk about football.
Arsenal, Tottenham. Look, but it was Arsenal were at home. I think Tottenham go away.
Yep.
I think Pochettino would be the happier, although people said no, they done enough to win the game. But I still think going to the Emirates and coming back with a point, I think, is a good point.
Yeah, but isn't there a point to be said that if you take the lead at the Emirates, which they did, don't you then close yourself down and try and?
They almost did. They just ran out of steam a wee bit.
Yeah,
because if you watch the way Spurs
scrappy
are playing
goal
now,
as well, wasn't it? Scrappy,
very
equalizer.
Scrappy goal.
Yeah.
But the way Tottenham are playing now, it's high energy. Mm. They press the ball, they claim the ball back, and they just tired towards the end. And then Ozil, who was good, put a great ball to the far post.
Sure.
Goalkeeper fell on his backside, Lloris.
I was wrong. I was about to say that.
Yeah,
you know,
but anyway, and then suddenly that gave Arsenal an injection of energy.
Yes.
And they put Tottenham on the back foot for the last 10 minutes.
Yes.
But it was a good game. I enjoyed it. Mm. And then, of course, Chelsea got up to Stoke. Much better performance at the same time, come away with nothing. So it's fascinating at the top.
Yeah, of course it is.
And Leicester's still up there. Can you believe it?
Well, it's very hard to believe when you look at the top four and you still see Leicester there. I always used to say that when a team had a brilliant start. Now, one of the lads you do a show with sometimes, Al, is Mr. Brown, the South
Brown.
Phil Brown, who, of course, was manager of Hull. Do you remember his first season in the Premier League? By Christmas, he was in exactly the same position as Leicester are in now, but the second half of the season was a disaster, and if they hadn't accumulated all those points in the first third of the season, they'd have gone down.
So the big question is, who is going down?
Yep.
What about Villa under Remy Gard?
Yeah.
Get a great point at home against City.
I think they'll go down because I don't think Randy Lerner will commit any money in the Christmas break. He won't because he's selling the club. So I think that's a no-hope situation. I think Sunderland are in a no-hope situation, and a third one's going to drift down from somewhere, you know, around about 12th place or something like that.
Yeah.
Could be even West Brom or somebody like that, I don't know.
Well, Sunderland are going to find it tough.
I said Villa Sunderland, and Sunderland are going to find it very tough.
And I fear for Bournemouth with three players out.
I totally agree with you, but they will have some of those players back in the new year. And I think Eddie is so good that he could almost come to the new year with a reinvigorated new team. They were very good last season in the run up to the end of the season, Al, in the Championship. Mm. When I thought they'd fail with energy, they actually acquired energy, and I think they took something like 28 out of 30 points in their last 10 games.
Well, but my old buddy Neil Warnock back in at QPR.
Well, that's
I think Nigel Pearson's going to get the job.
Full time?
Yeah, I think so.
And still work with
Neil wants to be director of football.
Right.
But I'm not sure Nigel will do that.
Yeah. I'm going to enjoy myself from Sheffield. Because that's what he likes
Nigel
doing.
Nigel Pearson doesn't speak like that.
That's very nice, isn't it? I don't know. You know, I've put me down in these things.
Yes. And another one, no doubt you'll start talking about him now, but
yes.
When he left your beloved Everton, he got Man U, of course, Davy Moyes finds himself out of a job again.
Yeah, he does. I don't know where Davy Moyes is going to rebuild his career in this country.
He's what about Celtic?
Well, that is a possibility. But the problem is that when you go to Scotland, that's it. You've nowhere to come back to.
That's not.
It is, Al. You've nowhere to come back to. Look what's happened to Neil Lennon. Look where he is now in the English leagues. You see what I mean?
Can't score a goal. I give you that. Yeah. Struggling.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So Davy Moyes will only go to Celtic, and I kind of know this, if he thinks he's going to go there for 5 or 6 years and make a dynasty of it.
Don't forget, Rangers are going to come back up.
Of course they are.
So, and Ronnie Dalia, with the greatest respect to him, don't know where he came from, don't know how he got the job, but in my opinion, shouldn't be in the job.
Well, the thing is, Al, he's had no competition for the last 3 years for obvious reasons, and yet he talked about every game that Celtic played when it got to the last 12 games of the season. It was, you know, every game is now a cup final,
is Celtic's test now.
Exactly.
We failed abysmally.
Miserably, that's what I'm saying. But he also looks over his shoulder and he sees Mark Warburton doing a terrific job at Rangers. I know, they're only playing in the league below Celtic, but they've got no money. Celtic have got no money. Warburton's doing a better
job. I've got money, but we just don't spend it. We have got money.
Well, okay, you say you have. And
we've got more money than Everton have got, by the way.
Well, why aren't you buying better players than Everton have got?
Because we don't need to, because we win it all the time.
Well, I understand what you're saying there, but if you planted Celtic into the Premier League, they wouldn't survive, would they?
Well, they would.
Well, they wouldn't.
Yeah, they would.
They wouldn't.
They're 100 million for a start.
Not with the current squad, they wouldn't.
They would struggle for 2 years and then they'd be fine.
Mm.
Because they get 2 million a year now.
Yeah.
You get 100 down here in the Premier.
Yeah, I know that.
English Premier.
I'm saying the current Celtic team would have a terrible, hard job in the Premier League.
Is that team, I think? Who's that little Spanish side we beat? Barcelona?
Barcelona. Yeah, but that was some time ago. I wouldn't worry about it now.
It wasn't some time ago. Neil Lennon was in charge.
Yeah, well, he's not in charge now. He's in charge of Bolton.
But we beat
Bolton scraping around.
When's the last time Everton beat Barcelona?
We've never played Barcelona, so we couldn't beat them.
Well, why is that then? You've never qualified.
No. Our European adventures, our European conquests, Our European trophies have been won against other teams, like Rapid Vienna in Rotterdam when we win the Cup Winners' Cup.
Rapid
and Andy
Vienna.
Gray.
I scored two against them.
And Andy, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And their 84 run to the UEFA Cup, winning the UEFA Cup with Spurs.
Oh, really? Rapid Vienna? Yeah. Well, there you go.
One of them.
I think we should talk more about, you know, what's happening in this country at ce moment.
Well, let's start with the big game.
The big game.
Yeah, and it's not in Alicante.
Go on.
Republic against Bosnia Bosnia.
It's the only one that means something.
Game, home and away.
Yeah, of course it is.
I was very lucky enough to speak to Mr. Martin O'Neill today.
Mm-hmm.
Did he ask for you? No, he didn't.
He's a friend of mine.
He didn't.
Hang on. We sat in the same box at the O2 watching Paul McCartney live. That's how big a mate I am of Martin O'Neill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You sat next to him, did you?
Well, I didn't sit next to him, but we were in the same box.
You mean the same arena, 22,000?
No. I mean the same box.
Anyway, Martin knows this is massive. What a game this is. They were dead and buried till Scotland went to Georgia, and we lost 1-0.
On the midnight train to Georgia.
If you remember, Gladys.
Yeah.
And if you remember, McGeady getting a late winner in Georgia for the Republic.
Yeah, and who's McGeady pay for?
He plays for the Republic.
Who else does he play for?
He was born and bred in Glasgow.
And he plays for Everton.
Traitor.
Plays for Everton.
Traitor.
Anyway, go on.
He's Scottish.
Well, no, you say he's a traitor, but our mate Ray Houghton...
Traitor.
Another
traitor.
Hang on, you speak to Ray, who scored that magnificent goal against the Italians.
Traitor.
You know, and he's legendary for that.
To be fair to Ray, his dad was Scottish. Excuse me. Yeah. His dad was Irish.
Yeah.
McGiddy's dad went the same class and school as I did. He's Scottish from Glasgow.
Yeah, but what Ray said might have been the McGiddy situation. He said, the Scots didn't want me, so I turned to the Republic. What's wrong with that?
Shocking.
You know, if the Scottish selectors couldn't make their mind up.
You're either one or the other. You can't do both. Like you keep saying you're not Welsh. Of course you're blooming Welsh.
I'm not Welsh.
Anyway, on the game, Martin...
Anglo-Saxon Anglais.
Martin O'Neill, I just got the impression with the conversation I had, if we can just get an away goal.
Yes.
Second leg, Monday night, back in Dublin. Mm. It's going to be fantastic. And I hope they do it, because the Green and White Army, I want to see in France next year. I've had the all clear, I'm going to France next year, so I'll send you a postcard.
What do you mean?
You'll be gone.
I think you'll find that they'll want some analytical brains there, as well as sort of gas bags, you know what I mean? And, you know, I feel that
Have you been invited yet?
I'm talking.
No, you haven't.
We're talking.
Exactly who's going and you're not one of them.
We're talking.
Anyway, what about England?
What about England? Now, England is interesting because if you believe that there's any value whatsoever in friendlies, then the idea with a friendly game is that you try out some options. I would not play Wayne Rooney in either of the next two friendlies, France and Spain.
No, I
wouldn't, because I do think that Vardy's in the form of his life, and I'm not saying he's going to be a long-term solution for England.
Why didn't make Bart the captain?
Hey, well, Barkley should play behind in one game. He should, or even for one half. You've got four halves here. It's not two games; it's four halves. Okay, and you've got Barkley. You could play behind. What is the situation? We've got some onlookers here who are sort of finding themselves.
What's your vino?
Excuse me. We don't talk about vino. We're doing this. what I was going to say is that you've got four halves right now. Ross Barkley can play in the number 10 shirt. He can play just behind an attacker. And
how do you know he's going to play?
Because I know these things. And at least two halves of those four halves.
Because you open doors at the FA.
Varney should be leading England attack on one occasion, and Harry Kane should be leading the England attack on another. Does that mean that there's no room for Wayne Rooney? Well, there are four halves. Wayne Rooney could play one of those or two of those, couldn't he? Hmm? Yeah, you got my plan?
No.
Hmm?
I don't see. See, you're again, it's a typical journalist.
Mm.
Rooney's no good. He's a dud. He's finished.
I've not said that. I'm Rooney's biggest fan. You know that. One minute you're accusing me of being Wayne Rooney's love child, and the next minute you're accusing me of ditching the boy. No, you said I've got no loyalty. I wrote a book about Rooney, you know, Rooney Tunes, bestseller nearly. Sorry, what's your problem?
Will you take much notice of the results? First Spain, and then France.
No, I won't.
I don't know. I'm trying to get my head around this because the European Championships are not far away now, Mike.
Mm.
And I really think Roy should really know his best side very soon.
Yeah.
And you've had a load of friendlies lately.
Mm.
You know, the jammy draw you got, load of friendlies.
Mm.
You've just stormed through the group.
Yeah.
This is different. Spain and Spain is difficult.
Yeah.
And France, the hosts, of course,
yeah,
will come here. And France, England, anything's never a friendly.
But are they going to take it seriously? The problem with friendlies is, Al, you can take them as seriously as you want, but if the opposition have got an agenda where they don't want to, it's no test whatsoever. Do you remember once, and I'll tell you exactly what the game was, when Sven was in charge, it was Rooney's debut, Francis Jeff has also played alongside him, it was England-Australia at West Ham. Hang on. England.
Fox in the box.
Gone
places.
Yeah. £8 million quid he went to for Arsenal, yeah.
Another nightmare you've had.
Well, it's nothing to do with me, is it? And he wasn't at Everton that long enough. But what I'm saying is, that night at West Ham, because Wembley was being redeveloped at the time, England were on the road, Sven Horan Eriksson changed 11 players at half-time. He brought on a whole new team in the second half.
And he's picked up lately, having a go at Roy. If I was in Roy's position, I'd have been sacked by now.
Unbelievable.
What's wrong with him?
Sven Horan Eriksson should concentrate on going around, you know, trying to romance ladies like Nancy DeLelio. She's beautiful, by the way, isn't she? Hey, don't you think?
No, she's not.
Oh, I thought she was a beautiful
woman.
I really. Oh, dreamboat sort of dark-haired Italian beauty. But anyway, we're not talking about that.
More makeup than L'Oreal.
Sorry?
She's more makeup than L'Oreal.
Nothing wrong with ladies wearing makeup. Makes them look glamorous, you know, makes them look exciting.
Not when you wake up in the morning with them.
Well,
look different to the one you went to bed with.
The worst thing I've got about that is...
Half her face is on the pillow.
Well, I tell you what, that's the problem. When you get close to them in a cinema and half their face is on the collar of your jacket, you know what I mean?
Your memory's very well. Working very well these days.
Yeah,
what was that picture house in Chester?
Why are you so dismissive? Why are you so dismissive?
It doesn't. You were saying.
Right, what I was going to say was, you asked me the question, do you think the friendlies are important? Do you?
I think for people at Bartley, absolutely. People like Smalling, Will Smalling get a game? Because he's been outstanding this year.
I was about to say, his reputation's growing, is it not?
Stones, Smalling, could that be a partnership?
Now, talk to me about John Stones. Talk to me about the fact that you've seen a world team.
Yeah, PK from Barca. He'd give his world a living. And, well, not amazingly, but Stones was the only Englishman in there. Well, he also said, but this is worth talking about.
Yes.
He also said Real Madrid or Barcelona would not win the Premiership.
If they played in this country? Yeah. Is that because they've not got enough credible opposition in Spain?
He was talking about on a Tuesday night, having to go to a wet, miserable, dreary Merseyside to take on Everton and teams like that, Stoke.
But the Mediterranean don't have wet, clammy, foggy Tuesday nights.
That's his point. He said they couldn't handle it.
Yeah, well, that's ridiculous because, you know, on the other hand, you could say that a team like Manchester United at their peak might not have won the league in Argentina because when you play against River Plate in a stadium where people fire fireworks at you literally and blow up part of the stadium, it's an intimidating...
Yeah, they do.
It's an intimidating procedure. You know, it's a very, very active country, Argentina. On the John Stones thing, as I said to you, I went at West Ham last week to watch Everton gain a very credible draw there. Lukaku was outstanding up front, but John Stones was man of the match at the back. He was so elegant in the way he executed his skills.
Hold on a minute. I've just remembered something.
What have you remembered? Really?
This
something's coming to your head? What's this?
You mentioned West Ham.
Yes.
The last time we were at West Ham, we missed 22 goals. We left
Ireland. You did. It was your fault.
Yeah. And who was the man you were slating and slagging off all the way through the game?
Probably the gentleman in charge of the cocktail bar. Huh?
No. McGeady.
McGeady.
Yes.
McGeady.
You did.
McGeady's a great guy.
Get him off the pitch. He's not fit to it. Look at that. He can't cross the road. Get him off. Yes, it's all coming back to
me. No. On that particular evening, I admit, I thought he'd gone mad and he was over-energetic and he was either going to put Everton into trouble or he was running in the wrong direction all the time and putting erratic passes, misplaced erratic passes.
I was embarrassed. People in the box were.
No, they weren't.
They were like, what's up with your mate? I said,
well, hang on. How come I've been invited back on a regular basis ever since?
No, not invited back. Yeah. You pissed the living daylights of Mark Noble's dad.
I don't think
that's
the
case. Yeah, you do. And in the end, he says, oh, God, just say yes.
Why are you into character assassination? What have I ever done to hurt you, Al?
No.
You know, I tried to protect your reputation.
You're getting your comeuppance. The taxi driver gave you today. Getting your comeuppance.
Dear me, this is shocking. I think we should talk about some of these other fantastic European games.
I'll be staying up all night to watch that one.
To keep you off slating.
Norway, Hungary. Oh, yeah, lovely, lovely.
To keep you off slating
Ukraine, Slovenia.
Yeah, what about this one? What about this one? Sweden versus Denmark. Isn't that brilliant?
Yeah,
in Scandinavia.
In ice hockey.
No.
Yeah.
Don't you think
Speedway.
Don't you think Scandinavia is one of the most beautiful parts of the world?
No.
I do.
It's too cold.
Full of ice maidens and all that.
That's not. When's the next time you're going to Iceland again?
Oh, I'll be going soon.
Let's
be going soon. Al, when I say to you, Sweden, what do you think?
ABBA.
Of course. And when I say ABBA, what do you think?
Waterloo.
No, Agnetha.
No.
Agnetha.
I've got to get a train now.
No. I saw a couple of Americans one night when we came into a train on Waterloo and they said, ours is Waterloo. Well, why do they call it this? Have they named a station after that pop group? I mean, you know, Americans are really ignorant about our history, aren't they? Eh? Aren't they? By the way, did you know that Waterloo, this is not about football, but it's very interesting. The Battle of Waterloo had so many casualties left on the field, corpses, that a very entrepreneurial Englishman went over there and pulled the teeth out of all the corpses, came back to England, and used them to start the first company manufacturing false teeth in this country.
No.
He put them into pieces of curved wood and sold them as false teeth.
And what was Napoleon's horse called?
Napoleon's horse. Napoleon's horse was called, well, it wasn't Trigger, was it?
Copenhagen.
Copenhagen, was it? Really?
With that, we'll leave it. Once again, Brazil Brains. Thank you.
Brought to you by Audioboom.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.